This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, January 30. Jesus' prayer for us. Our reading comes from John chapter 17. Father, I pray also for those who will believe in me, that they may be one as we are one, that they may be brought to complete unity. My daughters and I were privileged to be at their mother's bedside when she spoke her last words. There's something very special about people's final words. Jesus' prayer in John 17 is his final prayer with his disciples. Just prior to his struggles in the garden and his betrayal, trial, and crucifixion, these words reveal his heart for all who believe in him. Note what Jesus did not pray for. He did not pray for victory over Roman oppressors. He did not plead for the health and wealth of his followers. He did not ask for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He didn't even mention concern over worship practices or theological questions. Jesus prayed for unity. His prayer was that all who believed in him would be unified with God and therefore be united with one another in complete unity in all the days and years that followed. Earlier that same evening, Jesus said, "A new command I give you, love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Love is another action word. As lovers of God, pray daily for grace to love your neighbors as yourself. That is what Jesus wants. Pray with me. Father, Son, and Spirit, your love is amazing. Fill us so full of your love that it overflows to all of us and our neighbors, making us one in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.